da da na na na.
Mana mana.
Na 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 na.
Mana mana.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
That was kind of weak, but we should probably stop before we get DMC take a.
Could you for humming part of a song?
I mean,
it's kind of like performance. We didn't say any of the lyrics.
Yeah, I think they can get pissy about that.
It's not acceptable. Well, good morning, Radio Statler listeners. Stop being beaches. The boys that make the noise.
Oh, yeah.
We're kind of... We have a really full day ahead of us. Check out the schedule. Kind of...
Holy shit, is it full.
Spitting hot fire for the next, 45 minutes or so. But after that, we have a day. We got the keynote speaker. We have... some red versus blue battles. There's just craziness going everywhere. So today's definitely going to be one a day that you'll have it on the whole time. It's Saturday while you're doing your errands or cleaning your toilets or leet haxering. You should definitely have us on in the background.
I mean, don't you leet haxer your toilets so they clean themselves?
I was at a mall recently in New Jersey where they had those self-cleaning toilets where, the toilet seat rotates around and, cleans itself, and it's, heated and has, a stereo. And I spend enough time on the toilet, especially, if I have my smartphone. If I had one that, did all those awesome things, I might sit on it less. I don't know.
So if it did awesome things, you would use it less?
Well, think about that. It's one thing if you're just, sitting on your simple, normal toilet, and you're like, oh, I'm, bored, and there's fecal matter coming out of one side of me. So you just kind of, hang out there. But if you have a toilet that, shoots water up at your bumhole and, has heated, warm air, I feel like you need to grasp that whole experience. You wouldn't be on your phone while that's going on. It might take, serious concentration.
Maybe.
And then, you get off, and then the seat cleans itself. It's a whole experience. I think that you'd really need to, live in the techno-toilet moment and not ruin it by playing, Star Wars Heroes on your cell phone.
Is that what you do when you drop a deuce?
Yep.
You play Star Wars Heroes?
Yep.
I usually surf Reddit.
That's, the rest of my day.
So
I use my bath time, or my bathroom time is downtime from Reddit, really.
Oh,
I've been going to the Van Dwellers subreddit a lot lately. I want to live in a van down by the river.
That's...
No, it'd be a nice van. I would fix it up inside, have solar panels. Maybe get myself one of those Mi-Fis, little refrigerator, maybe
so,
an air
conditioner. So it's not going to be like...
No. I'm not going to
it's not gonna
take
be what
a
you
work
get
van
for,
and throw
for
some...
rolling doobies.
No, I'm not going to take
how the
a work
sketch
van.
Goes,
and...
right?
What?
That's how the sketch goes.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. And then you'll end up living in a
van
down
by
the
river.
But it'd be a nice van, and I would lead Haxer from it. And, and life would be wonderful.
That does sound nice.
Are there any Dr. Peppers left?
Maybe. Let me check.
There is.
So many Dr. Peppers.
I think I'm going to do a little hair of the dog thing. Not that I'm hungover, but...
I mean, it's really just, at this point, hangover prevention.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, I'm just... showing off that I'm a functional alcoholic.
Where did all of this extra booze come from? There definitely is more alcohol in here than when I left last night at 3 a.m.
I mean, they were going to 4 or 5.
I would expect so.
I was sleeping under a table somewhere, and I heard Bunny singing the Lamb Chop, This Is the Song That Never Ends song.
Oh, God.
At the top of her lungs while leaving the conference floor.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, man, we have a really full day today. And I'm still hoping. So, Osmosis, bought like a lockpick set and one of the acrylic blocks from the lockpicking village. So like last night, like this was like, I feel a little bad saying, like putting this out here, but like I actually before last night had never really picked a lock. Like that wasn't a thing that I had done. And now I've done that. So that's pretty cool.
Do you feel like you're a more fulfilled human being?
There's a couple of things on my list of things that I want to do, like, at Hope that I haven't gotten to do. Like, I've never actually done soldering at the hardware hacking area.
And build something.
Yeah, I've never really built anything. Like, I know how to solder, though. Like, I learned that. I was on contract working in, like, Oklahoma. No. I was on contract with NASA working at Stennis Space Center. And so, I don't know if you're familiar with Stennis Space Center, but
no.
They... so that's where they test rocket engines. So like they have, there's a legal requirement, like you can't have permanent structures. Like there's like a area around it where you're not allowed to really have permanent structures. Like, it's a couple of miles. So like it's in kind of the middle of nowhere. There's not much to do. So I got a hotel in like Picayune, Mississippi. Which is a very tiny town, but it had a Radio Shack, so I was like, what am I going to do in my evenings? Because I'm, like, in the middle of nowhere, it's just me. Like, what am I going to do? The answer was apparently buy shit from Radio Shack and then solder it in the hotel room. So that was actually, like, how I learned how to solder, like, really.
I've kind of made soldering up as I've gone along.
It's kind
typically,
of what we do
with like, it. Yeah, like, I've fixed, like, broken pins on hard drives and things. The one time I tried to solder a loose connection on a video card, I killed the card. But but I'm like batting 50-50.
Yeah, that's
fine. One time me and Darko replaced all of the capacitors in a TV I had.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you knew this, but in the early 2000s, there was a company that made capacitors using counterfeit capacitor fluid, and they sold them to everyone.
Oh god, no.
So pretty much like any electronics that you bought from like 2000 to 2004, it's almost guaranteed that the capacitors will eventually go bad in them and pop.
Yeah.
So if you've ever had a TV that like you try to turn it on and like it clicks and you hear a click 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 and then eventually it turns on.
That's what's happening.
That's what's happening. The capacitors are messed up. So anyway, we replaced every capacitor in the TV with working ones, and the TV's still working like 8 years later.
It's awesome.
And it's like, you know, it's almost a 15-year-old TV now. Wow. It was like one of the first like 37-inch flat screens.
That's pretty big.
Now they come in the mail with like free samples of Tide, but back then it was like an expensive TV.
So. When you say, like, flat panel or flat screen?
No, like, you know, like an LCD.
Well, so, like, I just wanted to check because, like, when I went to college, I got this 19-inch flat screen CRT monitor.
Okay, yeah, sure.
That was what I brought. That was my sophomore year of college. That's what I moved in with because I was too broke to afford a nice monitor, so I borrowed one from my dad.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you've ever seen, like, a 19-inch CRT monitor, but it eats pretty much an entire desk.
In college, I had a 21-inch CRT that it came from Sun.
Shit.
It was one of the Sun Microsystem ones. It weighed 100-something pounds. It was huge.
Yeah, I would, no doubt.
But, I mean, the biggest flat screen, or the biggest LCDs back then were 15 inches. Like, you couldn't get, like, and those were, like, ludicrously expensive. I bought one for, like, $700, I remember. But, yeah, 21-inch CRT from Sun. We still have a couple, because our bulk e-waste pickup people won't take them. Because, I guess they lose money on, they only take stuff they make money on.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. Like, we go through a lot of hardware, and, like, I'll peel the RAM off it and throw it in, like, a bucket. Yeah. Like, every, like, couple of not every couple of years, but, like, every year or so, I'll go to the scrap metal place with a bucket of RAM. It's worth, like, 40, 50 bucks a pound for old RAM.
Dude, I have definitely not been doing that.
Yeah.
And the
control boards off hard drives are worth a couple, a couple bucks a pound. I mean, you know, you could just bring the whole computers, but they don't really pay you much for that. You make a little more if you, like,
if you get just
separate
like
stuff. Yeah. Like, if you have, like, a bucket of motherboards and a bucket of processors and a bucket of RAM, processors are, like, very, very expensive per pound. Really, like, basically what it comes down to is the more gold content you have in the equipment you're recycling, the more money the scrappers are going to give you. Though you have to go to, like, special scrappers. You can Google them in your area. New Jersey Rockaway scrapping is very good for electronic waste.
That's handy information.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, like, that's one thing that I did recently is I had this old filing cabinet, and I was like, I could recycle that, like, take it to, or like, I could take it to the dump and pay money, or I found this, you know, scrapper. They paid me like $3. It's like, it's not going to be much. I was like, I don't give a shit. You're paying me money to get rid of a thing I would be taking to the dump anyway.
I had an uncle that kind of, like, he's a fireman and an electrician. And so when he was bored, like, waiting for, you know, buildings to catch on fire, he'd sit there and strip leftover wire he had from, like, electrician jobs.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, clean copper is worth, like, a couple bucks more a pound than copper with the plastic still on it.
That makes sense.
So, I mean, if you're literally doing nothing but watching TV, like, you could make, like, an extra $3 or $4 an hour if you strip your copper instead of just bringing in the ends. But, anyway, so, like, he got me into, like, being, you know, more diligent about taking apart the computers we throw out because, you know, there's value and, you know, someone's going to reuse it, which is good. Better, like, RAM getting, you know. Well, yeah. I mean, if they're putting it in a big pit and burning it to get the gold out like they do in China,
I mean,
I don't know.
That's probably what they're doing. They probably ship it off.
Yeah. But if it's being legitimately recycled, then, you know, you're doing good. Better recycled than in a landfill, I suppose.
Yeah.
One time during Hurricane Sandy, completely not computer related.
Yeah.
My brother and I were helping someone repair their house. They lived in the Jersey Shore, and all the houses were flooded up to 8 feet. So we, you know, gutted the house and stuff. The house next door they were demolishing, and the guy said that we could, you know, take whatever we want from the house because he doesn't care. So me and my brother ran through the house as quick as we could with bolt cutters, pulling out all, like, the copper and stuff, just to see, like, how easy it would be. Because, you know, you always see in, like, the wire and stuff, and, like, those, like, the junkies, like, ripping copper out of houses. We made, like, a couple $100 for, like, 25 minutes worth of, like, tearing copper out of a house.
Yeah, copper is ridiculously expensive.
Yeah. Had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
But you shouldn't rip copper from a house that isn't yours or you don't have permission, because that would be cool.
Yeah.
Probably the most horrible thing you could ever do to someone is gut their house of copper while they're not home.
Yeah, so don't be an asshole. Don't steal people's wiring.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, back to the topic of... Yeah, like, I haven't built anything here. I rode a Segway for the first time, which was really cool.
That is really,
like,
cool.
I thought it was going to be... Like, I mean, this is, what, the third time I've been here, and I still haven't done it. So last night I was on one. It took me, like, 3 or 4 minutes to, like, figure out how it worked, and within 5 minutes I was, like, zooming full speed around the place and spinning in circles. Like, they're incredibly intuitive. I kind of get the appeal. Yeah, I don't know why they didn't catch on more.
Because they're ridiculously expensive.
Yeah,
like they were really expensive. I think they were like $800 to $1,000.
Yeah,
for one of those when they came out. You could build one for $400. I remember Pop's Eye. So
Popular
Science and Nerd was like, you can build one for $400 with none of the safety features. So, like, when the battery dies, it's just going to stop, and you're going to go, like, straight over the bars.
Don't they have something that's kind of like a Segway, except it only has one wheel, and you lean forward or backwards, and it moves? I saw, like, a YouTube video of Adam Savage getting coffee riding one.
So one wheel.
It looks like a unicycle Segway.
Huh.
So instead of having two wheels on each side, there's just one wheel in the middle. And I don't know if it's Segway, but someone does.
I don't think it is. I don't think that company even exists anymore, honestly.
Do you know the... I think it was the founder or the CEO of Segway rode a Segway off a cliff and died at one point. He was in, like, Ireland or something riding a Segway and fell off a cliff.
I like how you said, like, at one point, like he did stuff after that.
Well, like, I mean, when referring to the company, like, CEOs and CTOs can change all the time. So...
I guess, like...
Not knowing who the guy was... And referring to him only in the abstract of
the CEO.
CTO, yeah, or yeah, CEO, whatever.
That's a fair point, but I just think I guess I'm just sleep deprived, but like my thought was like, you know, like he fell off a cliff and he died, and then he got back up and just like went back.
Yeah, unfortunately, no.
Back to work.
No going back after that.
Yeah, not really.
No. How much more time do we gotta kill?
We have 25 more minutes until we have
more
some.
Minutes.
Yeah, so scheduling wise today.
Yeah, let's go over the schedule.
Yeah. I'm sorry I'm being a little distracted. I'm actually trying to get some of the archived raw audio and dump it someplace nice. And
is
safe.
It convenient? How big are the files?
We have one that's 70.7 meg. Looks like the smallest one we have is 23 kilobytes, which is troubling me a little. Little concerned about that.
Is it like in the middle?
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned about that too.
It's like 70.7 and then 504.8 and then 23 kilobytes and then 217.5 megabytes and then 245.
I recall them last time we did this, them all being like the same size consistently.
Yeah, I don't know why it's choosing
to break it.
To do that. So a little
maybe off like dead audio maybe or something?
Maybe.
Like there's some intelligence to it.
I don't think it's that nice, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's a thing.
It's Nicecast, right?
Yeah,
so
we're using Nicecast.
It could be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nice.
Noice.
Nice.
I
wonder if that stands for not nice.
No, so Nicecast is... I guess an application that sits on top of Icecast.
Oh, okay.
Which was, I guess, an implementation of Shoutcast, which was, I think...
From Winamp. It really kicks the llama's ass.
No. It really whips the llama's ass.
Whips. I think I met the guy who wrote Winamp.
Did you seriously?
I think I did.
That's awesome. He was ridiculously cool.
He pissed
AOL the fuck off.
Yeah, didn't they, like,
so
buy
they,
him out or something?
Yeah, so they bought him out... And we're like, okay, you can still do whatever you want to do. We just own Winamp now. And
they, like ruined it. They started putting all this crap in it.
Well, that wasn't what happened. So, essentially what happened is he wrote Winamp, and then he sold out to AOL. And then he was like, I think there was some people that were like, oh, hey, you know, that was not cool. It's, you know, AOL's like this terrible company, blah, blah, blah. And so then he, like, wrote Emule.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
And then it's like, hey, sorry guys, here, have stuff that you can just now pirate things. And then it was
free.
Like, oh shit.
Free for everybody.
Why did you do that? Actually, really, so Nullsoft also did a bunch of other stuff, like, you'll see it, the Nullsoft installer package.
Uh-huh.
So, like, he built a framework that's like, or they, Nullsoft at least, made this framework. That gets used all the time in open source projects. Like, it's very distinctive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can really tell because the image of the computer during the install for the icon has, like, a picture of a llama.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's all there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was always a llama.
So, I don't know. It was pretty funny. I think that's how that went down.
How crazy was the whole, like, Emule Napster... days, if you think about it, like
I think they were ridiculously stupid because so like the original like Napster, the reason why they got screwed was because it wasn't peer to peer; it was like downloaded from like a central server, or like a central location. Like it wasn't peer to peer.
No,
so.
I'm almost positive it was peer. Like maybe you're right. Maybe not Napster, but some of the ones that came after it,
yeah,
were peer to peer. Which made them harder to, like, close.
Just close down.
Um, I think you're right. Like, maybe Napster wasn't peer-to-peer, but everything else was.
I think it depended. Dino's actually asking in the channel. He's excited that I finally popped my cherry regarding lockpicking.
Ah.
But he also is asking if Radio Statler is set up in the same location on the floor as last time. And actually, we are. And they decided to give us more space.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, we have, like, a conference table in there.
Yeah.
Some chairs. So, I don't know if we've utilized it fully.
No, we definitely could be using that better, but I think it's nice to have kind of a place where we can go plan stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what we, last night we were doing that. But yeah, the exact same space.
Yeah. We even have the same panels up for the walls.
It might even be in the same order.
No, I don't think it is.
Oh, no, yeah.
I think when we start to take it down, we're going to number them.
Really?
Yeah.
So that the artwork is in order?
Yeah, and well, so then you'll know which one, because we have these thin strips in the middle, too, because it's not quite an
all
even
the way.
Number.
Yeah,
because they're, what, 4x8?
Something like that,
panels, because that's what panels are sold in. It's what plywood's sold in, actually, is 4x8.
Yes.
And these are, of course, the same size, I think. So it's like 3 panels and a bit. So we have like these ones that we definitely just like cut up. So like, and then it'd be really useful too for keeping track of what part, which pieces do we use for the pocket door.
Yeah.
Which is actually holding up particularly well. We do, I think, need to retape it a bit at the top, but it's actually holding up.
This is our third year using these panels, right? Or second?
Yeah, I think it's the third, because I think Hope 9 is the first time we used them, at least. Because I remember my first time here.
We had this.
We had this. And then now it's Hope 9. And then Hope 10, we reused them.
I've been to 4 Hopes? I thought it was the 3 Hopes.
Because you came, what, Hope 8?
Yeah, I guess the next Hope?
Yeah, I wasn't
2010,
here for
2010, yeah. 2012, 2014, 2016. Yeah, 4 Hopes. Wow, I'm older than I remember.
That's good for you.
And every year Radio Sattler's gotten better.
Yeah, I mean, I think over time we've gotten like you'll say, oh, I want to do this thing, and everybody laughs because like it's like, oh yeah, that's not like it's, oh, that's just a good intention that won't actually pan out. But I feel like honestly that every time we've gotten, as we get more name real estate, yeah, Dino says it's the third con with the panels.
Yeah.
Yeah, which sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
But so, like, as we get more namespace and people know us more, and people come on, we get more people that want to come on and do content regularly.
True.
Which is pretty nice, which makes a lot of stress of just finding content easier.
The planning, yeah.
And then we have the radio station in a box, which is actually pretty solid. The only big thing we had this time is we forgot a couple of mics, and stands and stuff. Yeah, Vader. I miss Vader.
Yeah.
I miss him, Dino. Yeah, so the first year with panels, Vader was the one that designed the slider door.
Uh-huh. And yeah, I remember that. We woke
every
up
year
and
we
was there.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
And so I think every year we have to, like, reverse engineer it. Like, this year, I was like, okay, we need, like, a photo of the, like, we had one photo of the door, and that's how we built this one. But it's really slick. I really wish that Vader was here. Like, I follow him on Facebook, and
uh-huh.
he's doing stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I think I'm Facebook with him, too.
Yeah.
Or used, like, to be. I've gone a sabbatical from Facebook for a while.
That's not a bad plan, honestly. But, yeah, so I don't know. I miss him. Hope 9 was really awesome, actually. But, yeah, so we have the station in a box, which is really helpful. I think we need to do better with, like, inventory. Like, we just need to have a list to make sure
True.
That we check it off.
I think next time around, I want to spend like a little more focus on stuff outside of the studio, so that we have more like brand recognition, like in our seating area. Side pocket put up like a monitor with the schedule.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we need like stuff like that, some branding.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely
maybe like
think
a banner.
Well, so
some type of pirate flag. Balloon arch.
What we're probably going to do is get an acrylic something laser cut and then make a sign.
Okay.
So I think we have some interesting ideas for... So I think as we're getting the booth more in order and we're getting...
It'll flow outside.
Yeah, so like we're getting the inside of the booth more in order, and as that's happening, I think we'll be able to spend more time and attention outside. Mm. We also, I don't know, one thing that is still biting us in the ass is transport. Like, getting everything up here is a huge pain. So, I don't know. We have a couple of ideas about how to address that, but we don't have anything.
Freight shipping it?
So, freight shipping it would be awesome, but it's ridiculously expensive.
We could miniaturize everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's our way forward.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so we just need to invent a shrink ray.
Not a shrink ray, but...
You know, completely like break the laws of
smaller, like... And, like, what do we have, like a 48-port switch out there? Like, you know, get a smaller half-rack size one that fits inside here, and then, like,
well,
kind
so
of...
we have a small... Like, there's a switch in here.
So why do we have one out there configured as well?
Do we have one out there?
I
thought it was in here.
No, I mean, there's one out there. I mean...
But this one fits it full. This is, like, a normal
rack
size.
Yeah, full
rack.
But basically try to make it so that, like the entire studio literally fits only in this. So you have, like, the networking gear, the microphones, the stand. Like, well, you need a bigger case probably if you wanted to fit the stands, too. But, like, I think realistically you can make it so that there's just one thing you need to bring that has all the gear in it.
Well,
the iMacs aren't really needed. We could do something with smaller form factor computers.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We have rack mounts. Like, don't get me wrong, we should have spares of everything. But it seems like we have spares of things that are very large.
That's fair. Like, I don't think we've actually... Have we really booted up those iMacs at all?
So. Nick God was using one of them last night.
Yeah, I think we've done a couple of things with it. But for the most part, it's not been... anything super exciting.
But, like, maybe... See, the problem is, like, the iMacs are nice because they're all-in-ones. So if you're like, oh, we'll use miniaturized PCs for something, then you have to, like, carry around the USB KVM like I have, which is, like, retardedly expensive. Or you got to bring monitors with you.
Yeah.
So then you go from one iMac, which is sort of a pain to carry, to, like, three or four small monitors and three or four small computers, which is a pain in the butt to carry.
It is a pain in the butt to carry. I know... So I volunteer at, I guess, staff, MagFest, and there's one person who has, like, their computer on wheels, so it's, like, this thing that closes in around the case.
Yeah.
And so it has a monitor on it, and then the thing, and then you just kind of pull it all apart, you plug one thing into the other thing, and it's good.
What's up?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
That mic's not
the
on.
The time is now approximately, what is the time? It's 9:47 a.m., New York Standard.
Yeah.
Oh, no, daylight savings. And we are joined by the great Rhodey. You will know him from many years of service in the security desk. Say hello.
Hello.
Now, this is the voice of the person who you do not want to hear, at least not in person. We have had
other than
a
Thurman.
Record of late. I believe we have had 19 people ejected.
Really?
The last 24 hours. Am I correct or am I not correct?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been like an epidemic. The hotel, just so you know, the hotel has managed to install these newfangled... We really need echo. Newfangled! Oh, now just to like clips. Anyway, newfangled cameras up there. They can see in the dark, they can see in the day, and they can see you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here's a piece of advice from the voice you don't want to meet in person.
Don't go up on the roof. Don't go down in the catacombs of this hotel.
The pool isn't that great anyways.
No, the pool is not great.
Especially
it's not
when
there.
It's the pool of your own piss and cowering in fear at the voice of Rhodey.
Well, no, it won't
that
be
too.
Me. It will be like the hotel security. And they've been really cool. I mean, the first set of them just said, hey, you know, this, that, and the other, and it'll all be okay. And now they're just like, get out of our hotel. So don't get thrown out of the hotel.
Don't go to the roof.
Don't go to the roof.
Don't go to the roof.
And don't go to the basement.
Oh, yeah, don't go to the basement.
And don't blink.
Don't go to the basement.
We return you now to your regularly scheduled programming, assuming we had any.
Ah, thanks, guys. Thank you. Handy tidbit. Because I was totally going to wander around in the basement looking for...
No, don't go in the basement!
And now I know I can.
Don't go in the basement!
You don't want to apologize to these guys.
Miss Pierce.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you guys for coming in.
And now we know.
And that was our announcements from security.
Yeah.
Impromptu and nice. We should actually have them come on more often.
And
like we should actually in the morning. Like in the morning we should have a security announcements from security.
Yeah,
we should probably
do
that next time.
We should do more outreach.
It got really bizarre last night. Let's just put it that way.
Rhodey has left the building. Dino says that sucks. Rhodey, did they catch you on the Segway in the laundry area?
We'll ask him that later.
We can probably see about getting him back on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I remember wandering around in that laundry. Well, not wandering around. We were bringing equipment up. But like, yeah, like
sure.
Going back that way.
Yeah.
Aw, no catacombs for me. Apparently, there's a tunnel from here to NJ Penn, as I heard on our panel last night. Someone.
From Bernie said.
Yes. Yeah.
By the way,
now I'll never get to see that tunnel.
Did anyone else notice that there's advertisements for our radio outside the hotel?
Wait, what? Meet at the Statler?
Well, the Statler's the restaurant on the top floor.
I know.
Right?
Everyone's been making
Statler
jokes about that. That's like the diner. Yeah, the grill.
Yeah, the Statler Grill is downstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I thought, don't they have a restaurant on the top floor?
I don't.
Or is that closed?
They don't. That's gone. That hasn't been there for ever.
Generations?
Yeah.
I think it used to be a fancy place.
Probably.
I'm sure my grandmother went there and solicited young men.
Speaking of catacombs, I have been down there. Back when we had the worry about the Last Hope, and
a phone call?
There's no calls coming at my end. Plus, I'm on vibrate.
Your microphone picks up everything.
Oh.
It's
the super mic.
Directional, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's meant for like isolation.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's legitimately.
And not radio.
Well, yeah. So like these Audio Technica looks like they're AT2020s.
Yeah, that's like the super mic, and you know you have to worry about your P's and T's and speaking in that one.
Yeah, it doesn't have a.
It doesn't have the foam cover. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have the...
What do you call the pop screens?
The shield, pop screen.
Yeah.
We could always make one. They're actually ridiculously...
Yeah. You could use a sheet of paper.
You could. You could use...
Coffee filter.
So what I would probably do is get one of the frames you use for embroidery.
And then just put
like some muslin in it.
Yeah, that would work.
Just stretch
it perfectly.
And then just like put it on like a tripod.
Yeah. Right in front of the mic.
Yeah.
Now you talk. Yeah. It's you.
But yeah, I was. Great audio testing, by the way.
Well, now the listeners know exactly what we're referring to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now you know a little bit more about audio.
So if you like heard the interviews last night, we had some like a lot of people who were using their P's and T's last night. So when you were deaf during that, that was why. That was the super mic. That was my fault. I realized, oh crap, I should actually be on that mic and put the other person on one of these mics. So yeah, we'll try to be a little bit more organized this year, although
less enunciation. Gotta get
Slur it more.
That's the alcohol. Speaking of alcohol, I love the
you slur your peas.
Drink your alcohol. There's a way to slur your pee, but
yeah, slurring peas sounds like a very gross thing.
Yes.
That's Dino says that Statler Grill is equivalent to NYC expensive.
Oh yeah.
I have no doubt.
You mean Bunny? The Statler Grill.
No, not Statler Grill. Statler Grill.
Grill. Okay, Grill. Sorry.
The restaurant that we were discussing earlier.
Okay.
Bunny's
cheap.
What's wrong with you?
It's the morning. No one cares.
So we actually should have some people show up in about 7 minutes.
Yep.
Who's first on our list?
Well, sadly, I just got an email from Becky Stern. She has to dip. So she's not going to make it today, which is disappointing.
So we have a hole now?
We have a hole. We need to fill it.
You want me to just pull up? I'll be back.
Are you going to find us someone?
I'm going to try.
Well, so, no. It's in, like, middle of the day. We have plenty of time.
Okay.
I'm not worried about it. If you want to sit out there and...
I was going to see if anyone was going to show up.
Yeah, so, well, I don't... Yeah.
Usher them in.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can go sit. So, for...
I love you, Side Pocket. You're my favorite.
You're not wearing the wig.
You're my favorite.
You have to wear the wig when you sit up.
You're my favorite.
We're coming up. We're 6 minutes until 10 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So... Today's schedule we have, for a 30-minute block, we have Smart Cities and Blockchains, talking with Benjamin Dean. After that, we have Ronnie Bandine, who did the presidential Twitter bot, so we're going to have him on. So he is doing a talk on this. I think he did an article. I vaguely remember something in 2600.
It's some type of Twitter bot debate, right?
Not a like debate. He built one that pretends to be like the president of Argentina or something.
Uh-huh.
And nobody noticed.
That's awesome.
So then at 11, we were supposed to have Becky Stern come in. But she,
what talk's
she said,
that on?
She's not doing a talk. I wanted her to come on last time. And so I just took a chance and sent her an email. I was like, hey, are you coming to Hope? If you're coming to Hope, would you like to come on the air? And so she was. She said, came back and was like, yeah, we can do that. And then something's come up last minute, so she's not actually, I think, going to be able to come here today at all. Which is sad, but whatever. These things happen. At 11:30 a.m., we actually have Cory Doctorow coming in.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Johnny Xmas is doing that, right? Interview?
He's very excited about it. I want to be in here, too, because I actually, I don't know. Cory Doctorow has a special place in my heart.
Why is that?
So, I think it was like my sophomore year of college. I came home on spring break, and they didn't want me to come and do my normal internship stuff for a week. So I had a complete week off, and so I had one of the first generation Nooks, so the Barnes & Noble Nook,
mm-hmm.
and I loaded it up with like every book, like all of his novels that were out at that time, and then I shotgunned. I shotgunned them. All I did was read and sleep and then read some more. I read four or five novels and like one of his books on short stories in like 5 days, which is a little intense. But
I had a vacation a few years back where I did the same thing where I just like.
Do you want to put them on now or?
What are they here? Well, they can come sit in.
Yeah.
And it was like a very like just straight reading for like I think I took 14 days off of just reading books. It was awesome.
It is awesome. Actually,
Tech Darko does the same thing except he goes into the woods in Maine and does it for 2 weeks.
Enjoy.
Yeah. I was thinking about doing that as well.